to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise. Hello, my name is Shane Eidelman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Eidelman Unplugged. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Eidelman Unplugged. I have a special guest with me this afternoon, Simone Alex. And it's kind of interesting how we met. My wife and I were on a flight heading back from Nashville, Tennessee at the Religious Broadcasters Association. And I saw Simone reading Eric Metaxas's book. And I know Eric not really well, but just from friendship, from friends and others. And I mentioned something, and then come to find out, you actually, I think you and your friend produced Letter to the American Church. And I was, that's all timing right there. And so I do want to mention up front, guys, find a way, and Simone will go into details, to watch this this movie, Letter to the American Church. An hour long, you know, you can give a little bit of disclaimer with the young kids there, but host it something at your church. We're putting it on a radio network. We're getting it out there because the need to wake up the church and Christians has never been greater. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about briefly, but I want to mainly hear from you, what's on your heart. I remember I was actually at Rob McCoy's church. I was speaking probably a year and a half ago. And it mentioned, oh, you know, they're putting together this documentary on Eric's book. And then I apparently found out you also attend that church and you were there. And so it's just interesting connecting all these dots. So love to hear from you.
Well, I think the miracle of us meeting on that flight is that we both got the front row.
Right. True.
With all the leg room.
On Southwest.
So we were both Southwest. Nonetheless, we both got the front row. And so I was reading the big, thick Bonhoeffer book, and you'd reached over and said, "Hey, are you enjoying that book?" And I said, "Yeah, actually, you know." And I'm thinking to myself, "Yeah, that's." And then he said, "I know Eric." And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I do too."
Wow!
And that's how it started.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, God just is amazing at connecting people. And so, Rachel is my friend now, but she's more my producing partner. We really paired up in this fight to awaken the church and the country. So I'm Simone Alex and she is Rachel Tash. We co-wrote, co-executive produced and co-directed this film. And when I say co-wrote, obviously Eric wrote the book, which is a bestseller, Letter to the American Church, but we had adapted into a screenplay and really, really adapted in a way that we could tell a story that was very compelling to audiences and that would, you know, move them to make a difference and a change. And so we began that journey. We saw Eric speaking at God Speak in Thousand Oaks, Newbury Park, California. And I want to say September of 2022. And then that's when he was releasing the book. And Rachel was seeing all the visuals in her mind and she wanted to see the visuals like on screen, but Eric was just telling the story. And she called me on the way home and because I actually didn't go that day. And she said, "We need to make this into a film." So I immediately ordered the book and read it. And I had been on a personal level, everything sort of, you know, there's just different things that draw people to different projects when you're producing or directing or storytelling. And I was really drawn to, I've always been drawn to watching Nazi documentaries or old Nazi footage and, you know, Hitler and all of that. And so I could really see that. I could really see that portion of it. And as we started to write the screenplay and decide who we were going to have in it, that's when the story really started to unfold for me of how the parallels are laid out between Nazi Germany, Hitler's regime, Stalin's regime, Mao's regime with the Chinese Revolution and what's happening in America now. And then the systematic infiltration of our institutions, public schools, churches, government. We see it all over the place if you're awake. And honestly, if you're not awake or you're not even consider yourself a conservative, Republican, this movie really hits it, in my opinion, right down the middle so that people can really see what's happening.
Absolutely. And I'll just ask questions because I'd love for you to elaborate on the desperate need for this. And you did, you put it together, I think within a year, and what, the financing and everything. That's why we're wanting people to at least, go see it, encourage people to see it because it's not cheap putting all the things together. And then the time frame was kind of, I remember they were wanting to release it and I'm sure you had to work a lot of hours on that. But what would be, because knowledge is power. So the reason I'm glad something like this is out is so many people are still unaware. People in the church, our church, I didn't know. I had no idea. And I'm sitting there thinking, there's been people preaching at Jim Garlow, Jack Hibbs, Rob, a lot of my friends have been, and so I just assume everybody knows this information about how we actually do with Nazi Germany. The churches were many of the bold churches were done away with. The silence actually spoke volumes because it seemed to support Hitler. And so we're seeing the exact same thing play out. And we might look at this differently, because there's different ways to do it. But what would then the call be now? Okay, watch this, get this to as many people as you can. So, because the motivation, I think, would be, what's the response? Because it's not just to watch it and go, oh, that was, whoa, that's really interesting. But it almost beckons, it calls, the alarm clock is going off. So what is, I'll share my response in a minute, but what are you trying to hope for? What's the goal of sparking this movement?
Well, one of the reasons why it was so fast in timeline between pre-production to production to post-production and getting it out for the nation to see, the church to see, was that we are facing a monumental election in November. I mean, it's really sort of make or break for this country. And as we can see, even now, the heat is being turned up everywhere. The borders, even the National Guard in Texas are being overrun by the borders being open. And all of it that we're seeing is a systematic demantling of everything that America is and stands for, a systematic demantling of our Constitution, of our borders, of our right to sovereignty, of our right to the Second Amendment, of our right to free speech. And what we really did was lay that all out. And we literally put, there are shots where you'll see a flash of Mao's China.
I saw that.
And you'll see a flash of BLM, and you'll see flashes of exactly how it's the same. And Dr. James Lindsay lays it out very, very well. He's one of the foremost researchers and authors on cultural Marxism of our day. Yeah. So go check him out. Dr. James Lindsay's at Conceptual James on X and Instagram. But what I want to say to everyone in terms of call to action is that we as the church need to do something. Eric was going to write this book and call it Faith Without Works is Dead.
Right.
And that is literally where we are. I mean, I think we've gotten really comfortable as a nation. We have gotten, we have our iPhones. Everything is fast. If you want something, you can get it. It's Burger King. Have it your way. We bake our brownies, go to our Bible studies, have our potlucks, do our this, that, and have our prayer studies and all of that. Our prayer times, our intercessory prayer groups. But listen, this is taking more than just intercessory prayer in your prayer closet.
Right.
I think that's been, and I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying yes, do that.
Yes.
And actually physically do something, because it's really easy for the church to stay very comfortable in that prayer closet. Mm-hmm. Nobody's coming at you.
Yep.
Nobody's threatening your life. You're not scared. You're not fearful.
Yep.
I mean, it takes a lot to go in front of a city council and stand up against some of the things that they are ruling on. It takes a lot. It's a lot of people get very nervous. Look, I've been an actress for 30 years, a professional actress for 30 years, and I get nervous.
Yes.
I get nervous going up there, and that's really natural, but we have to do things that are hard and uncomfortable, and we have to speak out. And the first thing that I would implore people to do is watch this film so that you can articulate to your friends, to your family, to your community, what's happening. When you understand what's happening, knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. You can go into that school board meeting knowing that you know, that you see exactly what's happening, and you understand what's happening from the higher up all the way down. And so I want to say, first, watch the film. At the end of the film, there is a how to get involved card, and it stays up on the screen for almost a minute so that you can see all the ways. We give you suggestions, all of the ways that you can get involved. And that could be, again, as I mentioned, go speaking out at your school board, your city council, know who they are, know who, what's going on in your local community, but also signing up to be a poll watcher, holding a, holding meetings to, in your community to wake them up, to show the film, having watch parties, writing a book, being more vocal on social media. Look, I will tell you, and Carrie Lake had posted this morning, that there is now a feature on Instagram that will give you, it will say, do you want to look at political content or do you not want to look at political content? Like, it's giving you, it's basically giving you, and you can see, do you want to share this? This is actually censored, and see why it's censored. So listen, we are, our voices, they are trying to silence us.
Yes.
The people who are systematically trying to take over this country are working to silence us. Mm-hmm. And so we need to speak louder. God gave us voices for a reason.
Yes.
All of the major figures in the Bible, Jeremiah, Elijah, Esther, everyone spoke out. Mm-hmm. Esther, think of it. Esther turned a nation. She defied law. She defied law because the Lord told her to go and go before the king. And she, and single-handedly, verbally, imagine the fear of going before the king and that she might be killed.
Crazy.
For speaking out. And she turned a nation around. One woman turned a nation around. So that is what you can do. That is the power that is in you.
Wow. It's by a turn of events. We, as you know, we got the email from Eric that said he couldn't make it this morning to be on with us. And I'm glad because, well, in the right way, but what you're saying is pivotal. It is, I mean, we could talk about the book and the movie, but what you're saying, I mean, I just spoke on Joel 1, call a sacred assembly. It's time to cry out, come into the house of God, begin to fast with weeping and mourning. And I talked about the power of our word. God would call the shepherds to raise up your voice like a trumpet, not a soft pillow, right? A trumpet, call the people back. And so I think even the single mom, even the person listening, I mean, I remember in 2008, I was digging ditches and I went to a meeting, California Renewal Project, with David Lane put it together. And I remember them talking about partial birth abortion. I went back to my hotel room and I cried and I said, God, if you give me a voice, I will speak your truth. I will not shut up. And I'm just digging ditches. I'm a construction worker. And all of this came from that simple prayer of the radio and the ministry and the pastoring. And so my thought is, if somebody can take it to the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then it be empowered by His Spirit to actually do it. That's why, yes, social media, and just be, it's not, the truth should offend, but our attitude shouldn't. So if they can go on social media and they can go into the school board meetings, John Amachuka, you featured, been talking to him last week about coming to speak at our church. When I saw him, that boldness is contagious. And I said, and I went to a Los Angeles school board meeting because of it. And other people, that boldness is contagious. We need to speak the truth. And it is easy to pray, and we have to actually pick that up. But from that prayer closet, there has to be action. Faith is actually movement. You know, it's doing something. Mm-hmm. It's praying, God, where can I make a difference? Going to the school. All of this is so, I think I'm in the twilight zone sometimes. You know, men can be, I just went somewhere, there's tampons in the men's restroom and men can be pregnant.
Oh my God.
It's like, God help us, but we have to do something. We have to take action. So I would tell every individual person to take a season of prayer and fasting and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, show me what to do. Maybe set up a prayer meeting. Maybe
that's
go to
so
school
good.
Board meetings. Even those who don't want to go in the school board meeting, can you imagine if they would go in the parking lot during the meeting and just pray for an hour And it's just, there's so many things we can do, but we have become very comfortable. So that was just spot on. Incredible.
I heard from a friend of mine who, and I didn't even know she was going to have a watch party up in Santa Cruz, which is super liberal, like one of the most liberal places in California.
It is, yeah.
She had a watch party. She invited a bunch of people. People came out in the pouring rain. I think there was a flood watch or a tornado watch or something. And they still came out. Every single person came out to watch on this stormy night. And she said it was prophetic, you know, and that everyone was so hungry to come out in the storm to listen to this message. And she said that afterwards, they went through the audience. They went through everyone and said, what is the action step you're going to take? And that person committed to taking each person. I'm getting chills now. Yeah. Each person committed to take an action step. And at the end of that, they all prayed or they laid hands on each other that person would have the boldness to follow through on that action step. Imagine those 25, 30 people going out and taking action. You know, Gideon's army was only 300.
Right.
Gideon wanted to take more and God pared it down, continually pared it down because he takes the glory when it's a remnant, when the remnant turns it around. And so this is that. We are the remnant. You are the remnant. Shane, what you're doing, I want to applaud you. Thank you. You've been trumpeting this film. You've been trumpeting this message. You and I are both in California. It is not easy to live here. They're trying to quite literally tax us out of here so that we can't afford to live here anymore. And, you know, I just made a post on Instagram this morning about, you know, why I'm not leaving California. First and foremost, I will tell you it's because God has me planted here. And if I run, then I'm Jonah, right? Yeah, yeah. I'm Jonah. And I have to believe that over and over, God has saved a nation by a remnant and we are the remnant. So what I want to say, because I haven't mentioned it, is you can go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com, the full word of the book and the film. And there's a, right as you're there, there's a button that says watch now, and it will take you to our streaming site where you can watch for $9.99. I believe the rental is for 72 hours. You can also purchase DVDs. We have had, I mean, the testimonies have been bananas. Mm-hmm. There is someone who purchased 100 DVDs the other night just to hand out from the website, just to hand out to people, to go around as if he was sharing the gospel. Wow. He's sharing the truth to hand to people. I have a friend who lives in rural Texas. And I haven't talked to her for a few months. She texted me the other day. It was a selfie of her and someone who had showed up on her rural ranch to hand them DVDs of Letter to the American Church. Isn't that amazing?
That's unbelievable.
So this is what you can do. There are bundles. You can shop. You can shop for the DVDs, but there are bundles on our website, which include the book Letter to the American Church, the study guide Letter to the American Church, and also the DVD. And we are creating merchandise, not even so much as that we need to pay back our investors, which of course we do, because again, as you said, films are not cheap to make and everybody kind of wants it for free, to be honest with you. And that's a whole other story that we can talk about. But we create a merchandise. We have hats, we have tumblers, we have t-shirts and sweatshirts. They say silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Ooh. And that itself, when you wear that shirt or you wear that, you're drinking coffee out of that tumbler, or you're wearing the Letter to the American Church hat, that's a conversation starter. And that is planting your foot in the ground of where you stand. And when that conversation is started, you can start to share with them the truth of what's happening.
Yeah, that's so important. We had shirts and hats and things made that said Hope for California. And I wore them to the airport, Hollywood, and on the back, it just says, ask me how. So, you know, ask me how. Well, Second Chronicles, we need to humble ourselves. We need to repent. And a lot of people are receptive. Of course, some aren't because, you know, they're not believers, but we have to start engaging because we have been silent for too long. And I want to remind our listeners that the biggest sign of a false prophet, especially in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, is saying peace, peace when there is no peace. all these, you know, the offering, like, guys, it's, everything's good. God's, you know, don't worry about it. He's winking his eye. He's a doting grandfather. He's a cosmic ball of love. And it's not that big a deal. And these serious, now what's the new term? I'm being labeled all the time. Christian nationalists. So I guess if you love God, you love your family and you want to make a difference, that's your label. We just need to, get that boldness back. And remember, we can't look at the culture and what even a lot of the church, because a lot of the church isn't, when Roe v. Wade was reversed or the upcoming election, so many in the church, I mean, the Barna's done studies on, I mean, there's only like 6,000 Bible believing churches left in the United States, if you can believe that. And so I think passing out that movie, it's a call to action, because you guys took faith. So once your faith catches fire, it'll help, you know, hopefully, you know, the fire in the pew as well and get the message out.
Yeah, I wanted to, the scripture came to mind, Matthew 10:34. Do not think that I've come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, Jesus said, but a sword. Yeah. I have come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's old household. How many times in the last 4 years with the vaccine mandate and the mask mandate and the political divisiveness have family members turned on each other?
Oh,
how many? And and here you are standing for truth. You're standing for truth. And I literally, she's never going to watch this interview. So I will tell you that my mom said that she would give me $1,500 if I got the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. She told me that she would, because she said, if you don't, you're going to die and you're going to leave your, you know, you're going to leave your home and your kids and your whatever. And, she also wanted to protect herself. But she had all the vaccines. So she wanted me to take it so that she could protect her. But it was, so I say all that to say that how many times did those things happen? And then when you don't, I mean, thankfully my mom, you know, we got over it and it's all good, but that there were people, there are still people. I saw an Instagram video the other day of a woman, and this was literally like 2024. She was pouring out her heart on Instagram about how her family has decided not to mask anymore. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't know what to do. And she's like needs to separate from them. And I'm not just saying that it's only the mask and the right. vaccine, but it's literally where you stand for God. Are you going to continue to hang out with that group or those family members that are compromising in the Lord? Mm-hmm. We are in a time where God is separating the wheat from the chaff. He is separating the good from the evil. And we can no longer sit on the fence, because at the end of the day, and many people say it, the devil owns the fence too.
Yes.
You cannot be lukewarm. You cannot be cold. God is asking us to be on fire for him.
Yes.
And, you know, so this is, you know, the other thing I wanted to say, Shane, is that you talked about this squishy love, oh, he's grandpa and all these things. We have lost the fear of the Lord.
Yep. Amen.
We do not know what the fear of the Lord, the holy fear of the Lord is in this society. I mean, I the fear of the Lord didn't come to me, I mean, honestly, truly of understanding it until, I mean, probably 17 years into my walk of understanding, because I was in a sort of charismatic, like Bethel culture of like, oh, it's all squishy and the Holy Spirit is like, you know, my bestie and Jesus is my boyfriend and all this weird stuff. And, you know, there's just that concept of like, it's always okay. And it's like, not always okay, because you're still sinning. There's still sin and there's no conviction or repentance of sin. And I say, First and foremost, when a pastor shows this film, what can a pastor do immediately after showing? He can repent before his congregation for allowing this cultural Marxism, this evil, this manipulation, these occult practices into his church, this compromise. Mm-hmm. That pastor can humble himself before the congregation and repent. And that pastor is now a model for his sheep to do the same thing.
Oh, so, and I'm not going to list names, but I do know some, fairly megachurch pastor in Tennessee and a couple others that I know that actually did that. Maybe not, I think after they saw the COVID, what was really coming out, they went before the congregation, and it sparks a season of revival. You know, there's a, because the spirit that has been quenched is no longer quenched, and the freedom in the pulpit and the lives being transformed. And you mentioned, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge. We need to get the church, you know, back to that. Just a fun thought. Where do you see, do you think we'll even have a 2024 election? I'm just, anything can go nowadays. I mean, it's like, or would it even be, is it even going to be, I mean, we know there's shenanigans, but is it going to be just like, I don't, there's no way they can allow, maybe I won't say his name because YouTube been flagging me a lot lately, but there's no way they can allow a certain person to, become the president. I know what God says is the final authority. So for sure. So I'm curious to watch all this unfold, but you know, there's a lot of tension. It could result in some, well, that in part two, if you don't mind, what you, when you studied all this, when you put it together, what is the Democrats' goal of, I mean, open borders, of course, votes, but it ultimately must be to just be one world, one party rule, because to allow that, it's actually going to hurt their children and grandchildren too. I mean, it is mind boggling, why they're allowing this as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is where people call other people conspiracy theorists and all of that. You know, I mean, if, as you go down the rabbit hole, and I say that not, well, I say it tongue in cheek, but I also want you to know that there is a rabbit hole filled with accurate information.
Yes, there is.
And if you start to listen to Dr. James Lindsay and his interviews, he was on Joe Rogan last week, 2 weeks ago, you'll start to see, which is, I mean, first of all, that's amazing. The fact that Joe Rogan's having someone on who's breaking down cultural Marxism and everything that's happening. The World Economic Forum, they, and it, and I will say they're not the end all be all of who's doing this, but they are one of the driving pieces of this globalization, which is to get rid of borders, to have everybody have equal property and, you know, take away rights and want a one party rule. And it is basically these people who are running the world who are in control, and they're, it's a small group and they all run together and they're very wealthy and, you know, they are worshiping Satan. It sounds really bananas, but if you look into it, it's true. It is actually true. And I say all of this to say that this is biblical.
Absolutely.
This is, so when you say, when you dismiss it as a conspiracy theory, you're not actually asking the Lord, hey, is this in the word?
Right.
Because that's exactly what Babylon is. This is exactly the principles and the tenets in Revelation, what are happening now. And here we are going, oh, it's so bad. Can't wait for Jesus to come back. He's just going to come back and it's all fine. I have a holy fear of Jesus coming back. I want to be doing something. I want to be, you know, he also, and I read this in the Word yesterday, that he will be separating the sheep from the goats, the sheep from the goats, those who are following him and those who are not following him, those nations that are following him, those nations that are not following him. Let us in the United States of America be counted as sheep. We have always been, we have been a Christian based country following Jesus. We have sent more missionaries out into the world to preach the gospel than any other nation on earth. We have been a sheep nation. You can see how the enemy can come in, has come in and try to destroy us because we have been the ones who have shared the gospel the most in the world. Yeah. That's not the only reason, but this is, and we are the nation in the world who still has the most gun rights.
Yep, exactly.
We actually, and that's one of the reasons why they haven't fully been able to capture us is because we are armed with, I think it's 380 million firearms, which accounts for one firearm per legal citizen in the United States.
And well, you know, that was the whole point of the Second Amendment. If you look at the writings of the founders, was to keep the government in check. That was the whole point. And I just thought, as you were talking about Jesus's words, God has a sense of humor because the goats are on his left. Right. And you think of the political right and left and where this is going. But if anybody
I was thinking the exact same thing. How funny is that?
Yeah. Well, if anybody doesn't think this is demonic and or not demonic and conspiracy theories, all you have to do is look into the World Health Organization. Look at what they say. Look at the World Economic Forum. Look at what their own. You're going to own nothing and be happy. What about, have you heard of CERN, C-E-R-N, CERN, this big, they're trying to, you know, I don't even know the chemistry behind having atoms hit each in this huge, watch the opening ceremony. It doesn't get more demonic than that. You watch what Hollywood is presenting on the stage. There's good lights in Hollywood, right? You're there. So we thank you for that. But overall, you can just see it's clearly, what is going on is demonic. And so I think that's a good point. We're not drawn away by fear, but we use that truth now to be better armed and better prepared, for what is inevitable. And, you know, there's different views on eschatology. Jesus, it could be a while. And, you know, I remember I have photos in the 1880s where Jesus is coming back anytime now. You know, they would sell their things and here we are 140 years later. So I think we always, that's why he said do business, which the word is, occupy, the righteous standard, expose the unfruitful works of darkness until I return. So there's really no escape clause from our role. So any closing thoughts? That was awesome, awesome job on this.
Well, I just really want to say that as I've been sharing the truth and working on this film and delivering it to the country and the church, I mean, the love of God has just risen up in me for the church, for the American people, for those that are getting caught in the crosshairs of cultural Marxism, because these different groups, these different oppressed groups, whether it's LGBTQ or BLM or whatever, these oppressed groups, they're being used as pawns in this game. They really are. So it's not a fight against these people who are being deceived that you're a man and you can use a tampon or I don't even know what the heck. Right. I mean, that's just deception at the deepest level. And as a woman, I'm deeply
offended,
angry. Oh my gosh. I'm angry that they've done this to women. But I want to say that the love of God, as you step out in faith, as you step out, even and you get out of your comfort zone, and you start to share the truth and start to wake people up. And then that wakes people up, even people who don't know the Lord. We've heard testimonies of people getting saved at the watch parties, at the viewings of our film, because they are now seeing so clearly good versus evil, Jesus versus Satan, light versus dark. And, it's sort of pulling back. It's pulling back the veil. And so you could have a conversation with a liberal neighbor or someone who's not awake. And then all of a sudden, you know, they wake up and they give their heart to Christ. I mean, that's happened actually a few different people in my neighborhood here. And this is just a little neighborhood in a small city in California. But I just want to bless everyone. I want to thank everyone I want to thank you, Shane, for your support, you and your beautiful wife. And, I'm excited to see what God does. Mm-hmm. You asked me about the election and I just want to say one thing. Very hopeful. I'm very hopeful. Of what God can do. And this is a clarion call to all of you, even if five people are watching, to do something. Jesus changed the course of history and every single person's life with 12 people.
Man, powerful.
So he can do that with you.
That is so good. And just so people know, a lot of people don't know, but when we use the term Marxism or communism or all of those isms, what at the core of it is, domination. This one group wants to rule. They want to dominate. So they'll take your personal property. They'll take your financial resources. They'll take, in our case, wanting to take the firearms. So no matter what it is, it's satanic. Like you said, Babylon, even the Tower of Babel, you know, it's a satanic push for this one leader to come in and dominate. And that's why all these things are so dangerous. I mean, we could break down the BLM agenda and the riots and the borders and also the LGBTQ agenda, what's really behind that and what they're going after the kids. I mean, it's all one big, just group of sin that is trying to dethrone, America, to get rid of all the principles that have made us great. You know, family, security, finances. I mean, God fearing, all those things are under attack. So anyway, thank you so much. Again, the best spot is probably Letter to the American Church without an S. Sometimes I say letters, but
letter to the American church.com.
All right, Simone, Alex, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll keep praying for the movie. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Shane. Praying for you too. Thank you so much.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Idleman Unplugged, be sure to send us your ideas and topics for future episodes of the podcast. You can send us an email at westsidechristianfellowship.org or shaneidleman.com. Thank you for listening to us today, and join us again on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneidleman.com. Again, that's shaneidleman.com. El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality in Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must-read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.